Greetings and welcome all to the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Every week, our intrepid cast of gamers will do their level best to somehow ruin their game master's intricately designed adventure. But without further ado, here is your game master, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Knights of the Tabletop podcast. I'm your guide, Scormus. And with me today, we have Ten.
Hi, I'll be playing Sasha. She is a level 2 hunter, runner of the Borzoi family, and of common folk. I'll see you around town sometime, I'm sure.
And we have Bjorn.
Yep, I'm playing Fallen and Artisan, and part of the Underworld.
And we have Domina.
Hi, I'll be playing Max. She is a herder, a stray, and a free dog. She enjoys long walks in the forest, killing nasty creatures, and otherwise promoting the cause of freedom.
And finally, we have Beulus.
Hello, I'll be playing Topper Dane. Topper Dane is a good dog. Topper Dane is actually a great Dane. He's a guardian.
Yes. Okay. So, as a quick recap, we are playing Pugmire, as always. Well, mostly always. Anyway, last session, the adventurers came to the plastic boom town of Chutoy, and where they're supposed to establish a presence for the Royal Pioneers, but they made contact with Friar Fluff of the Church of Man, who is desperately needing help for his friend, a local merchant, a cat by the name of Tornier, who is in jail right now and being accused of espionage against the crown. And in 3 days, there will be a quick trial, and then he'll probably be hung. This is what everybody says. So they're going to be picking up in the morning. Or, sorry, not in the morning. You guys wanted to do it immediately, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so you'll be picking up right after you leave the jail, where it is clear the guard is... they're pretty sure they've got a good case against old Tornier. But, yeah. What would you like to do?
Go to the shop.
Okay. So... Fluff starts leading you down the street, and he kind of furtively looks around a little bit before he makes sure you're close and heads down an alley to get to a street down the way. You know, Fluff seems to want some protection.
Is there any... So I know the streets are dangerous. Is it in general, or is there something in particular to you that makes you so nervous about the streets?
Oh, no, no. It's just... Chutoy is growing so rapidly. There's people coming and going, and, well, I'm afraid not everyone has the best interests of the locals at heart. They come through, and, you know, there's so much plastic coming into town. There's way too much money, and I'm sorry to say that bad dogs lurk in the shadows waiting to conk you over the head and take your purse. Perhaps even worse. So, yes, it's definitely best to stay off the streets at night unless you are very well armed.
Well, luckily we're very well armed.
And actually, as you move through the streets, you can see there are people that seem to be, you know, watching you, keeping an eye on you. But there's also a heavy guard presence out on the streets. They walk in pairs, full armored soldiers, and they seem to be alert and making sure that there's less violence than you would expect in this sort of a boom town. You didn't see this manner of guard coverage in the last town you were in. which was pretty rough. So, yeah, they seem pretty intent on keeping it safe here as best they can. And even so, Fluff is still scared to be out on the street. So it's not good around here. Anyway, so you come to a shop, smallest shop in a more disheveled, older section of town, closer to the mountain, where there's a window busted out, and there's been a couple markings left on it. But the sign hanging still from one chain shows like a pile of plastic coins with a couple drawings of artifacts of man. And there is no door on the door, but there's the remnants of a door in the street. And sitting on a chair out front is another person from the Church of Man. You can tell by the robes. It's a younger dog sitting there. And when he sees Fluff approaching, he stands and kind of, you know, straightens his robes a bit. Hello, sit, Corky, sit. It's fine. We have friends here that they're going to look around inside. And Corky, the acolyte, just kind of cocks an eye at you like, really? Okay. And he sits back down. And Fluff leads you inside. The shop is in shambles. Shelves, whole shelves, torn down. Stuff broken and scattered all over the floor. Basically, every drawer, every shelf, everything has been drugged through, ransacked. And you can see towards the back, there's also some stairs that go upstairs.
So the room is full of kitty litter.
Okay. That gets funnier the more you think about it.
Yeah. It does. It's a slow burn. So where would you like to start, and what would you like to do?
I'd like to make a search roll.
All right. So, do some.
So what is
that? That is a skill you do not have.
18.
Nope. Does notice?
I just learned.
I looked up either skills, you have them or you don't.
Oh, okay. And does notice help?
18.
That's for active, if you to notice something actively going on. You got an 18.
Yes.
So, yes. What were you looking for?
I'm looking for anything that has to deal with communications, you know, his letters, his mail, you know, anything that to and from his shop. Ledgers, anything to deal with, you know, that might show that he's innocent.
Well, you do find a ledger behind the counter. It's been haphazardly flipped through and whatnot. Some of the pages are torn out, but it seems to just mark down purchases and sales.
I'm going to hand it to the friar because I'm sure he's smarter than I am. And keep looking.
Okay. As for any letters, you do not find any down here.
Okay.
What would anyone else like to do?
I think I'll go upstairs and see if I see anything, look around, see how bad it's destroyed upstairs.
Well, every room has been torn through. Now, upstairs, there is basically a place for him to sleep and a small office. The office has literally been destroyed. There was a desk here once. It has been completely disassembled and torn apart. Basically, there's lumber torn all over the place. You find no letters. You find just there was in some ink that was spilled on the ground. So they went through everything. And whatever correspondence may have been here seems to be missing or gone. All of his, in his bedroom, all of his drawers have been torn apart. The mattress that he had has been ripped open and all the straw pulled out, scattered about. There's feathers from what his pillow used to be. They were thorough. They tore this place apart.
Would a feather pillow be just sort of like really distracting for a cat or dog to sleep on? Just because it would smell like birds. Sorry.
It might also be comforting to a cat. Sweet dreams.
Yeah. Like a little dream pillow filled with the feathers of your victims.
Who knows? Cats are strange beings.
Since I didn't state it earlier, I'm helping look around too.
Okay.
I'm not just standing there, but it's like, I don't know how helpful I can be.
So you spend a couple hours going through the rubble, essentially. And in the end, not only do you find that there's no evidence one way or the other, anything that may have been helpful to you is gone at this point. Also, everything of value, his entire stock, which it appeared he had quite a good stock of antiquities, every single one of them has been destroyed, shattered. Many for no reason whatsoever, other than they were there. This doesn't look like an investigation. It looks more like someone really, really, really just wanted to destroy everything he had.
So, Friar, so tell me, how have the other cats been treated in this town?
Well, like, once upon a time when, not that long ago, really, when Chew Toy first started to grow, the cats were quite a boon to us, bringing in craftsmen, vendors, all manner of merchants. And so they were accepted and everyone got along and it was really quite nice.
How's it been since more dogs have been coming in and that have the same jobs as the original cat vendors?
Oh, I see you understand. Yes, it's gotten quite bad. The cats are basically pushed out over into this neighborhood. They're left to their own devices. They're scorned in other areas. They'll do business with the dogs, but only as a last resort because they know they're going to get cheated.
Is this the first business that's been destroyed like this?
Yes. In fact, this has really spooked the cats, and they are basically avoiding the other portions of town. I've noticed some families seem to be gathering their stuff and are preparing to leave.
What position does Tornier hold in the cat community?
Oh, he's always been, he was one of our earliest merchants to come, so.
But I mean, as in the cats themselves, does he look to as a leader? Is he just a businessman? Does he have anything that sets him apart higher than the rest that he'd be an example of?
He's a little more wealthy than the others, perhaps, but I don't know if he's been, he tries to stay out of the politics for the most part. He thought that was best, good business. It's just politics and just do business with everybody. Don't make it personal. Even though it was clear he did not like the dogs, he saw that this was getting bad, but at the same time, he would welcome anyone into his shop. So I don't know. They always say it's the quiet ones. And if anyone's quiet, it's Tornier, which I think he recognizes. He's a smart cat. And like he told you, he believes he's a dead man one way or another. Dead cat. Sorry.
Well, sounds like he's a fairly logical thinker.
Well, pragmatic. He is a pragmatic cat, that is for sure.
Well, I can certainly respect that in a creature.
But he's also the only cat who routinely comes by the church, so, you know, I had high hopes for him.
Why did he ever discuss with you why he had an interest in the Church of Man?
Not in so many words, but I always felt that he was looking for some good to be found in dogs. Like I said, he's not a fan of us. And right now I understand that. But we always would chat. And like I said, he doesn't believe, but at the same time, I always made sure that he was always treated like a brother once in the church. So maybe that made him feel a little better about us and the rest of town. So I really couldn't say. He didn't want to discuss it, just he liked our chats. He would come by on Tuesdays and we would just talk about anything. And sometimes even play an occasional game of chance. You know? He says I've gotten to be quite a good poker player, although I seem to be lesser on the coin than I was before. A little light on the plastic, you might say. But nevertheless, he enjoys playing, so, you know. Anyway, you're growing quite weary.
Yes.
It's like 2 in the morning, so.
He should sleep.
Yes.
So, he's like, so, would you mind escorting me back to the, rectory?
Not at all.
It's just a few blocks away. I would appreciate it greatly.
All right.
So you, bring him back to the church. They've got a nice house next to a large and rather ornate church. There's been a lot of, they seem to have done a lot of work on it.
Wow, that's a lot of wasted plastic.
And he says he'll see you again in the morning. Shall he meet you at your inn or at the shop? Or where would you like to meet?
In the spine, I think.
Right. I will see you there in the morning then. So you return back to the Dancing Whippet?
Yes.
Yes.
Things have quieted down significantly. There's no music. There's a lot of drunk dogs out on the porch. Some leaning over with their heads off there. You see Tony dragging another dog off, and he sets it up on its side so it won't choke on its own vomit. And he sees it and was like, thought you'd abandon your beds for the night.
No, just off hearing what the friar was about.
Oh, yeah. That. You know that cat's dead, right?
I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
You heard anything about it?
Just what everyone's heard, you know. I know that they say this is what cats do, that cats are sneaky and they're just looking to destroy us. But to be honest, I've known Tornia since I came to town. He's been here for most of the year. I really didn't expect it of him.
So you believe that he's done this?
Well, word is, there's undeniable proof.
So who is it that has this? Is it the head of the guards that has this undeniable proof? Or is it just, in general, a rumor?
This is what I've heard around. But I would suggest, yes, the best person to talk about it would be old Rommel. I'm sure he'll enjoy that discussion.
I'm sure he'll smirk a lot.
Smirk, roll his eyes, have to be talked out of hanging the cat early. Yes, Brummel, he's a...
asshole?
Well, that's one way of putting it. He's definitely a strict dog.
Is he generally a good dog or not a good dog?
Well, have you ever heard the phrase that you gotta be a good dog until you have to be a bad dog? Mm-hmm. Well, I live by that, and I believe Rommel and his men do too.
So generally good, but willing to go a little out of the pale if it push comes to shove, and they're willing to work for the greater good.
Sometimes, yeah, just have to crack a few heads.
But not
make an omelet.
Omelets are good. But they don't necessarily go out. There's not a lot of guardsmen that go and do, you know, criminal activities because they can.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. In fact, that's why Rommel came. He's our second head guardsman. Actually, the first one we had got a little corrupted, let's say. And, well, he enjoyed his making a little plastic on the side. Mm-hmm. And he left rather quickly several months ago, along with some of his men. When Rommel showed up, that was all put to a stop. He doesn't let his men gamble. He doesn't let his men hang out in the taverns.
So he's a straight shooter, law and order kind of guy.
Yes, very much so. And, well, you see all the presents on the street.
There is a lot.
Used to be the streets were utter chaos. Now, it's still still best to carry a sword with you on the streets after dark. But if you get a reputation for handling yourself, you won't have a problem. So anyway, if you go upstairs, the common room's right at the top of the stairs. Off in the corner to your right, you'll see four beds have been laid out for you. If there's anybody that's crawled over there, just throw them off.
Off the bed or off the window?
Your choice.
Okay.
Try not to break the window, though. That'd really put me out in the morning.
Fair enough.
And he starts turning off some lights in the lower section.
Go upstairs.
Go upstairs.
All right. So you see four, basically, piles of straw have been set up with blankets over them, so you have a bed to lay on.
I'm going to spin in circles three times and then lay down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got to make sure it's all even and fluffed up for you.
Where's the hydrant?
Outside, out back.
Okay.
They have a tree out back. This is a classy joint.
Is it a nice, healthy-looking tree?
Yes.
That's not a good sign. Well, it's watered down with a lot of water and ale out the back of a tavern. It's not going to have too many poisons in it. Then it's a well-watered tree.
Anywho, so you get a good night's sleep. So I don't think anybody expended anything.
No.
So, but if you did have any injuries or whatever, you're got a good long rest. And
you would have been healed.
You get your... recovery dice, so, or your stamina dice back. Anyway, in the morning when you get up, you see a lot of very sick-looking dogs downstairs. But there is a table, one of the larger tables, available, and you see Fluff sitting there, looking all eager, wagging his tail. And he has a bowl of chow in front of him and a water, and there's waters laid out for each of you at the table.
That's nice. So do they have like a little grass buffet for the hungover people at the bar?
Uh,
Probably.
They have a
grass smoothies.
Hair of the dog cure them.
Little green hair of the dog smoothies with fresh grass mixed in.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Anywho, I'm assuming you go down and join.
Good morning, Fluff.
Good morning. I hope you're feeling well.
I slept a little longer, but yes.
Yes, yes, I know. I kept you up late. I apologize for that. But,
all in the name of man.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. May man protect us. All of us.
Whatever gets you through the day.
Anywho, I hope you don't mind. I ordered you all some chow.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
No, I'm good with that.
And so, fresh chow is brought out.
Cool.
No. It's actually quite good.
Only rice. The finest kibble.
Rice and chicken.
It's soft food.
And rice and chicken.
And so, you have your meal. And you're feeling quite well. So you only had a couple ales, so you're fine. Mm-hmm. It's not like he has that bad of ale or anything. You didn't pull a J and get drunk, so there we go. That's another story. Another sorry, character. Zircon. I'm sorry, you didn't pull a Zircon. Anyway, so you have some light banter with your meal. And now you need to let me know what you want to do.
Are we going to go see
guard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to wait for you outside while you have a chat with him, because I'll be honest, the sergeant and I just really don't get along very well anymore. He's, I know he believes in justice. I know he realizes that Tornia deserves a solid defense, but he is absolutely convinced of his guilt, and he tires of me coming around every day to chat with Tornia. So I think I'll just stay down the street a little bit, if you don't mind.
Okay. That sounds respectable, yeah. I think that's actually probably preferable.
And so, off you head down the street towards the guard.
Yes.
We can all see the timers. So like, we'll just stop talking for the moment. Yes, the dragon has sung. So that's it for another session.
Woo-hoo.
We will pick this up next time. And until then, I'm your guide, Scormus. And for Ten, Bielus, Bjorn, and Domina, bye!
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 Thank you for joining us on the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Please return for our continuing adventures next week, and let us know what you think of the show at scormy.com, or whatever service you use to receive this podcast.